The Florida Gators swimming and diving teams are looking to continue their success this season. After winning an SEC championship and finishing sixth at the NCAA Swimming Invitational last year for both the men's and women's teams, both teams have high expectations for this season. Head coach Greg Troy is content with how the men have swum this season, as they currently have a 4-0 record, but says he wants to see them continue to improve as the spring season approaches.
The men have been very intense about what they've done. Training has been good. We haven't swum quite the same opponents. Georgia was a good team, but I don't think they're quite as strong as some other teams in the country. So I think that we have still some challenges out there on the men's side from that dynamic, so we don't want to get too comfortable with where we're at.
While the men's team has been strong thus far, the women's team has had some struggles, as they currently have a 2-2 record with losses to UC Berkeley and Georgia. One key piece to the Lady Gators' success is U.S. Olympian Elizabeth Beisel. After winning a silver medal in London at the 2012 Olympics in the 400 individual medley event, Beisel has yet to swim that event during the season. The reason for this, Troy says, is because the staff has wanted to see if Beisel can perform well in some other events besides the individual medley that the team isn't as strong in at this time, and let her compete in those events in the spring.
Elizabeth Beisel really hasn't swum her best events. She's swimming all kinds of other stuff, but we might be exploring some new areas for her that maybe we need to go to in the distance freestyles. Right now, I think she might be the fastest or second fastest one in the country in those events and has never swum those at the NC2As. It might be something we need to think about.
While the men's and women's teams have garnered early season recognition, the men are currently ranked second and the women fifth, according to the College Swimming Coaches Association of America. Troy says the main goal for both teams is to continue to get better as the season progresses, rather than be concerned about current rankings.
In swimming, it's very much about what the end of the year is going to be like. The rankings are nice, but they mean next to nothing. The actual performances were pretty good. We actually got a couple swims that are real close to making the NC2A meet off those. So I think that bodes well for the end of the year.
Previous success can sometimes lead to a sense of complacency, but Troy says this will not be an issue for either team, and instead believes both teams are focused on their goals.
I think it's something you always want to be aware of. If you're not aware where you're going, you can get comfortable. And we're not good enough to be comfortable. Where you are in October and November is nice, but it's only as good as whether you're moving towards where you want to be in the spring.
With Coach Troy at the helm for the Gators, the expectations for both teams are achievable as long as they stay focused, keep working hard, and prepare for the end of the season when it really matters. Until then, the Gators will head to Columbus, Ohio from November 22nd to the 24th to wrap up the fall season in the Ohio State Buckeye Invitational. For ESPN 850 WRUF, I'm Yancey Cook.